It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Linda Ivantis reviews a book that examines the heart of Russia.
David Green served as NPR's bureau chief in Moscow from 2009 to 2011. For much of his stint, he interacted with an elite minority of educated Russians. In Midnight in Siberia, however, Green seeks a different Russia, the people living in the smaller cities of the nation's boundless expanses. Accompanied by his close friend and translator, Sergei, Green travels the fabled Trans-Siberian Railroad from Moscow to Vladivostok. He stops to interview the people whose stories constitute the heart of his narrative and whose first names serve as chapter titles. Green provides a map and photographs so that the reader can track his journey and meet his people secondhand. Green insists that Russians are among the warmest and most hospitable people on earth. As the book begins, Sergei's Aunt Nina is nursing Green's hangover following an evening of feasting, vodka, and conversation. He believes Russia's most appropriate mascot would be a babushka, like Aunt Nina, a tough, caring older woman, usually widowed. Over and over, Green hears the phrase, "Hardship and suffering forged the Russian character." It comes from the singing babushki of Buranova, who lost husbands to alcoholism, diabetes, and freak accidents. From Lyubov and Alexei, who lost their son Nikita in the 2011 air crash that claimed the lives of Yaroslav's hockey team, and on and on. Green wants to know how people in the hinterlands are faring in the post-Soviet era and what their vision is for the future. Russians seem at home with the assumption that life will be harsh, the state will provide few services, and officials are corrupt. A few have struggled against local abuses. Citizens of a small village in the Ural Mountains took up pitchforks and hunting rifles against a gang of criminals when the police failed to help them. A gang member was killed, and only a widespread publicity campaign saved the villagers from prison. But they had no desire to translate their victory into a general struggle against injustice akin to the 2011 demonstrations in Moscow. Such struggles are mostly for the urban elite. This disengagement from larger issues frustrates Green, who must remind himself not to apply American notions of democracy to the Russian situation. Russians fear that change will make things worse. They want stability and predictability in their lives, but they also wish to regain a sense of national purpose. For this reason, many look back to the Soviet era with nostalgia. David Green's Midnight in Siberia is necessary and timely. American media sometimes offer a negative image of Russia, even speaking of a new Cold War. Green reminds us that Russians are warm-hearted. They have their own values and traditions, which he admits he does not quite grasp. Reading Green, one cannot help recalling the words of the poet Fyodor Tyutchev, written 150 years ago. One cannot understand Russia with the mind. One can only believe in Russia.
That book is Midnight in Siberia by David Green. It's published by W.W. Norton & Company. Our reviewer, Linda Ivantis, is a professor of Russian and comparative literature at Penn State University Park. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.